والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها، ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: إن أحسنتم أحسنتم لأنفسكم، وإن أسأتم فلها، فإذا جاء وعد الآخرة ليسوءوا وجوهكم وليدخلوا المسجد كما دخلوه أول مرة وليتبروا ما علوا تتبيرا. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: ألا أخبركم بالمؤمن؟ المؤمن من أمنه الناس على أموالهم وأنفسهم، والمسلم من سلم الناس من لسانه ويده، والمجاهد من جاهد نفسه في طاعة الله، والمهاجر من هجر الذنوب والخطايا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters in Islam, the greatest oppression today is that insan has transgressed and violated the orders of Allah. And greater than that is that despite disobeying Allah, you and I have not understood that we are earning the wrath of Allah. One is to sin and to recognize the sin as a sin. But Allah's custom today, we are living in such a time where the ma'asiyat of Allah, the disobedience of Allah has become so common in our homes, in our businesses, in our societies, in our dealings, in every aspect of our life, we are actually knocking the doors of disasters and we are earning the wrath of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his Sahabi, Iyaka wal ma'asya, O my Sahabi, protect yourself from the disobedience of Allah. فَإِنَّ بِالْمَعْصِيَ حَلَّ سَخَطُ اللَّهِ. اس لئے کہ گناہ کے ذریعے سے via sin you make the عذاب of Allah halal for you. You are actually knocking the doors of disasters. When Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam, our father Adam alayhi salatu was salam, ate from that tree. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَا الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Allah ki taraf se pukar uthi, Oh Adam, didn't we not remind you that don't come near that tree? And what did the devil tell him? فَوَسْوَسَ إِلَيْهِ الشَّيْطَانُ قَالَ يَا آدَمْ هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ شَجَرَةِ الْخُلْدِ وَمُلْكِ لَا يَبْلَىٰ. Eat from this tree and Allah will grant you eternity, you will never die. No sooner did he understand that he disobeyed Allah, what were the first words? قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا قَالَا رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. اے ہمارے رب، ہم سے کوتاہی ہو گئی، ہمارا گناہ ہو گیا. Oh Allah, we have disobeyed you. We have oppressed ourselves. We have transgressed you. We have violated your orders. Ya Allah, we are the worst people. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. And if you don't shower your mercy and you don't pardon us, oh Allah, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, then there is no one that can give shelter to Adam. Today the disobedience of Allah has become so common in our lives. Wallah, the azmat and the honor of the deen of Allah has left the lives of the Muslims. When the child comes home and he says that I got to go to the doctor, then what is the answer from the parents? When the child complains in the morning, then what does the father say? Or a dikra, you go to school, when you come back from school, I'll take you, no madrasa. Daddy, I need a haircut, no problem. You go to school, when you come back, you don't go to madrasa, you go for a haircut. Daddy, I got extra homework. No problem, when you come back from school, you can see to your homework. Madrasa, till such a time he comes, he says, Daddy, it's becoming too taxing, no problem. Leave madrasa, carry on with school. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. On the occasion of a wedding, invite everyone for this occasion. It is a happy occasion, so please everyone. But in pleasing everyone, how much we are displeasing Allah, we are not bothered about. So we are living in such a time, in the fitna of fasad. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, As-sabiru ala deenihi kal-qabid ala al-jamara. To grip onto the deen of Allah Pak,
to hold on to the awamir of Allah, onto the orders of Allah, will become so difficult like to hold onto flames of fire. That's how difficult it will become for a man to protect his deen, to protect his iman from the onslaught, from the attacks from every angle. Almighty Allah sent wahi to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, and the scripture that was given to Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, in that Allah Pak addressed Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, mentioning, Ya Musa, la tushrikan nabi shay'a. O Musa, don't ascribe partners with me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Wa in qutilta aw khurriqta. Even if you are murdered or you are burnt alive, don't ever disobey Allah and don't ever ascribe partners with Allah. Respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, we have failed to understand the azmat of the order of Allah. If you and I will recognize whose order it is when the adhan has been called out, whose invitation it is, then Allah's qasam, it will become easy for us to turn towards Allah. But we haven't understood who Allah is and what qudrat and what taqat Allah has got. That is why it has become easy for us to disobey Allah. The child knows that the rod of my father is hanging, so if I'm going to be disobedient, my father is going to hit me. We haven't understood that the rod of Allah is hanging, and when the azab of Allah will come, what will Allah do? We haven't understood. Why, O Musa? فَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ مِنِّي. I have decided that any person who ascribes partners with me, his abode is Jahannam. وَاسْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ. And be grateful to me and your parents. Why? By being obedient to your parents, أَنْسَأُ لَكَ فِي عُمُرِكَ. I will grant you barakat in your life. وَأُحْيِيكَ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. And I will give you a life of peace and contentment. I will give you a life of itminan, peace, tranquility, sakina. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمْتُهَا. And don't ever take the guts and the courage of killing any Muslim innocently. Why? If you will do so, تَبُوءُ بِسَخَطِي. You will become the target of my wrath. وَلَا تَحْسُدُ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَيْتُهُمْ. And don't ever express jealousy for what I have given to anyone. فَإِنَّ الْحَاسِدَ عَدُوٌ لِنِعْمَتِي. For indeed, the one that possesses jealousy, he is the enemy of the bounties of Allah. Allah is giving someone something, he hates this. So he hates the ni'mat of Allah and he hates the bounties of Allah. رَادٌ لِقَضَائِ. And he regards me incapable of distribution. That why did Allah give it to him and not me? So don't ever have hasad and jealousy. سَاخِتٌ لِقِسْمَتِ. He is upset in the manner how I have distributed between my creation. The hadith is very long. Almighty Allah, basically if we study this hadith, the outline of this hadith is, the khulasa of this hadith is, abstain from the disobedience of Allah. We are living in such a time to make ibadat like of the sahaba is very difficult. For us to complete the entire Quran in 2 rakat like the sahaba used to is beyond our capabilities. But like they mentioned, that to abstain from the disobedience of Allah and to do those things which Allah has made compulsory is sufficient for a man's salvation in this life, in this life. Sahaba ikram, the nawafil amal, whole night in salah, that is beyond our capabilities and our capacities. So the ulama ikram explained that in this time, what is salvation? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahaba, O my sahaba, today you are practicing 100% deen. A time will come that if insan holds on to 10% of deen, Allah will make the decision of najat. That is to abstain from the disobedience of Allah. It comes in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Ala ukhbirukum bil mu'min. Must I not inform you who is a genuine believer in the eyes of Allah? Al mu'minu man aminahu an-nasu ala amwalihim wa anfusihim. وَالْمُسْلِمُ مَنْ سَلِمَ النَّاسُ مِنْ لِسَانِهِ وَيَدِهِ. A mu'min, a believer is that person that you trust him. You have no fear regarding yourself, regarding your belongings, regarding your possession. You have trust in him. والمسلم, and who is a Muslim? من سلم الناس من لسانه ويده, that people are safe from his tongue and his actions. Such a man will never criticize me. Such a man will never condemn me. People are safe from his statements. وَالْمُجَاهِدُ مَنْ جَاهَدَ نَفْسَهُ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. And who is a mujahid? That one who encounters difficulties and hardships in establishing the order of Allah. وَالْمُهَاجِرُ. And we know the virtues of making hijrat. Who is a muhajir? In the true sense of the word, who has made hijrat? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, وَالْمُهَاجِرُ مَنْ هَجَرَ الذُّنُوبَ وَالْخَطَايَا. The one who leaves the sins. He is making hijrat from the disobedience of Allah to the obedience of Allah. He is giving up the comfort. He is giving up all the other entertainments. He is giving up all the other temptations. All the attractive things of this dunya. He is making hijrat from that to the obedience of Allah. This is a man who is a muhajir in the true sense of the word. On one occasion, one woman in the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stole something. In the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she committed zina. She comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasool Allah, inni zanaytu. Ey Allah, ke Nabi, mujhse zina ho gayi. I have committed zina, adultery, fornication. Now the question arises, a woman of that nature, she committed zina. Yes, she committed, but look at the tawbah that followed up after the guna. Look at the restlessness and the uneasiness and the bechani that was flowing in her body. فَأَقِمْ عَلَيَّ الْحَدَّ. So, O Nabi of Allah, according to the Islamic ruling, you can pelt me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, who came as a mercy unto mankind. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى بَعْثَنِي هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah ne mujhe rahmat bana ke beja. I have come as a mercy unto mankind. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, having mercy on the fetus, on the child of that mother, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after you give birth, you must come back. After this woman gave birth, if she wanted, she could have said that I came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not punish me, I don't have to go back. But one guna took place in my life. I rather settle my account in this dunya than tomorrow in front of Allah. I rather discharge my zakah than tomorrow in front of Allah. I rather cry before Allah than tomorrow I will cry tears of blood, but it will be of no avail. I rather plea and plead before my Allah in this dunya for the wrong that I have committed. He comes back to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that come back to me once the child starts eating solid. Now the child is still drinking milk and the child is still on liquid. When the child starts eating solid food, then you come back to me. Look at the mercy that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And look at the taqwa of this woman. Look at the fear of the sahaba when they disobeyed Allah. My children don't know how to perform namaz. Every day they are going to university without performing the fajr salah. I'm not a mother if I allow them to go to school in this manner. I'm not a father if I see my son having an affair with another woman and I turn my eyes away from it and I close my ears. I'm not a father because I'm actually allowing my son to run towards Jahannam. I'm not a father. Today the life we are living, if a person is having an affair with 4 or 5 women, it's not a crime. But if a man performs the second nikah, then the sky is going to collapse. Whereas when he's having an affair, he's earning the wrath of Allah. And when he has performed the second nikah, then Allah has given ijazat. So I'm not a father if I can see the disobedience of Allah. I'm going for my dhuhr salah. My son's leg is on the coffee table, sitting in front of the devil box, smoking in front of me. I haven't got that amount of iman to tell my son that Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let's go for namaz. I have to send someone else to come and speak to my son. How can I call myself a father? Anyway, this woman returns. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in that tells her. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not rejoice. One Sahabi stole in the era of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was brought in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As his hands were being cut, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started crying. So Sahaba said, O Nabi of Allah, you said we must cut his hands, now you are crying. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I'm not going to cry, who is going to cry? It's my own Sahabi, my Ummati. You think I'm happy to see something of this nature happening to any Sahabi of mine? But at the same time, the Amr of Allah will prevail even at the hands of the Sahabi. The order of Allah is going to prevail, because why? The disobedience of Allah cannot be tolerated by Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Ala wa inna li kulli malikin hima, Ala wa inna hima Allahi maharimu. Every king has a special meadow and grazing field for his animals. And no farmer and no person can bring his animals to graze in that particular meadow. Likewise, Ala wa inna hima Allahi maharimu. The meadow of Allah and the field of Allah is the disobedience of Allah. Don't come near it. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ آيَاتِهِ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. These are the hudud of Allah. Don't come near them. In the process, when this woman was being pelted, let us bear, let us picture this atmosphere. Sahaba ikram gathered there. Angels, Allahu Akbar, Almighty Allah is watching this from the skies. One woman who has accepted her disgrace and her zillat, she's been dishonored in front of the people of Arabia. Why? She has understood that the disgrace of today is lighter than the zillat of tomorrow in front of billions of people on the Maidan of Hashar. Allah mentions, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسْتَوْفُونَ وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ أَلَا يَظُنُّ أُولَئِكَ أَنَّهُمْ مَبْعُوثُونَ لِيَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Those that are cheating in their businesses, don't they think, aren't they aware that they have to come in front of Allah? Don't they ponder about the disgrace and the dishonor of the day of Qiyamah? In the process, this woman leaves the dunya. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commands the Sahaba, O my Sahaba, take her to the woman folk. Ghusl will be given to her. Kafan, dafan, etc. Thereafter we will perform the salat janaza. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assembles the Sahaba ikram. About to perform the salat janaza, one Sahabi comes. Tusalli alayha ya Rasulallah waqad zanat. O Nabi of Allah, are you performing the salat janaza of a woman that has committed adultery? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O my Sahabi, laqad tabat tawbatan law qusimat bayna sab'ina min ahli al-Madina. This woman has made such a tawbah, and such taqwa has developed in the heart of this woman, such fear of Allah has come, the awareness of akhirat, the fear of the disgrace of the Maidan of Hashar. She has made tawbah with such sincerity from the depth of the heart that Allah has decided, Allah has forgiven her in such a manner that Allah's qasam, on the tawbah of this one woman, 70 people's maghfirat can be made. One woman's tawbah, 70 people's maghfirat can be made. Why? She had understood that the greatest oppression that can happen to insan is to disobey Allah. Allahu Akbar. Abu Darda radiyallahu anhu used to mention, U'budu Allah ka'annakum tarawnahu. Worship Allah in such a manner as though Allah is before you. May Allah grant us that namaz, that we understand that Allah Pak is in front of us. Like that Sahabi says, when I perform salah, my Allah in front of me, Jannat on my right, Jahannam on my left, and Malakul Maut standing behind me. We can imagine, if a person has to perform namaz in that manner, what must be the strength of that salah? Jannat meri daayin taraf, Jahannam meri baayin taraf, Mera Rab mere saamne, aur Malakul Maut mere dar pe khade hai. Meri ruh ko nikalne ke liye, hai hai, Khuda us jaisi ek namaz hame naseeb farma de. Even one namaz of that nature. اعبدوا الله كأنكم ترونه. Worship Allah as though you are standing before Allah. وعدوا أنفسكم من الموتى. اور اپنے آپ کو موتا میں سے شمار کرو. Count yourself from the deceased. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ قَلِيلًا يُغْنِيكُمْ خَيْرًا مِّن كَثِيرٍ يُلْهِيكُمْ. And remember that little that will remind you of Allah is better than that lot which will make you unmindful of Allah. مَا قَلَّ وَكَثَى خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا كَثُرَ وَأَلْهَى. That little but sufficient is better than that excessive but makes you unmindful of Allah. There was that zamana that before committing a crime, a person used to give it a second thought. That if I'm going to do this, what is my Allah saying regarding this? If I'm going to do this, what harm will come my way? Today, unfortunately, that zamana has come that we don't give it a second thought. And when someone tells us also that this earns the wrath of Allah, then worry about yourself, don't worry about me. Allah mentions, إِنْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ أَحْسَنْتُمْ لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَإِنْ أَسَأْتُمْ فَلَهَا. If you do good, you will reap the benefits of that. كَمَا تَدِينُ تُدَانُ. The manner you will sow, that's how you will reap. And if you will do evil and you will disobey Allah and you will transgress and violate the orders of Allah, then the harm is to come your way. The ulama have written, why was the tawbah of Adam alayhi salatu was salam accepted and not that of the devil? Very simple. When Adam alayhi salatu was salam committed this act of eating from the tree, then immediately what did he say? أَقَرَّ بِذَنْبِهِ. He acknowledged his wrong. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, I have oppressed myself. It comes in the hadith that Adam alayhi salatu was salam and Musa alayhi salatu was salam met in the life of arwah, that is souls. So Musa alayhi salatu was salam told Adam alayhi salatu was salam that, oh Adam, are you that very same person that ate from the tree that Allah had prohibited you from eating? So Adam alayhi salatu was salam said, oh Musa, do you know that the Torah that was revealed to you was written before my creation, before Allah created me? Because Musa alayhi salatu was salam read of this act of Adam alayhi salam in the Torah, that is how he was informed of it. So Adam alayhi salatu was salam told Musa, oh Musa, are you pointing a finger towards me of something which was written for me to do? In other words, it was written that I'm going to do this, so I did it. So he gave the answer of taqdeer to Musa alayhi salam. But in front of Allah, what did he say? Rabbana balanna anfusana. Oh Allah, I've oppressed myself. In front of Allah, he did not give any explanation. In front of Allah, he did not give any excuses. Then he said, oh Allah, I am wrong and I have oppressed myself. In front of insan, he said this. But in front of Allah, فَاعْتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا. Oh Allah, we have acknowledged that we are wrong. We have accepted the wrong. That is why I always mention that we are doing wrong. We are sinning. The least we can do is not to justify that wrong. What we are doing is wrong. Let's not justify it. Let's not verify it. That no, it can't be dies because of, no, we are earning the wrath of Allah. Worse than the sin will be to justify the sin. So the first thing is that Adam alayhi salatu was salam accepted that he had committed this crime. Number two, nadima alayhi wa lama nafsahu. He regretted, remorse, nadamat. He felt that pain in his heart. He felt that guilt in his heart. And وَلَامَ نَفْسَهُ. And he spoke to himself that how could you disobey Allah? وَلَمْ يَقْنَتْ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And he did not become despondent of the mercy of Allah. The point that I am highlighting here is that after he disobeyed Allah, he regretted and he understood the harm of the sin. And the devil, لَعَنَهُ اللَّهِ. He did not accept his sin. Neither did he regret over his crime, and neither did he hasten towards tawbah, and he was despondent of the mercy of Allah. The ulama have written that every person before going to sleep should take hisab of himself. حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. That from the time I got up till the time I'm going to sleep, How much disobedience of Allah took place in my day? A person opens a business, end of the day he wants to catch up. Monthly he wants to take hisab. He wants to see how much stock there is. Is he progressing or not? What has happened to us? Since salah has become farad upon us, are we coming closer towards Allah? Or because of our evil and our vice, it has become a barrier and it has become an obstacle for us to climb and ascend the stages of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah alayhi was walking. He passes by one youngster who was crying. وَهُوَ يَتَرَشَّحُ عَرَقًا. And he was, sweat was rolling from his whole body. He was perspiring. So Malik rahmatullah alayhi asked him, مَنْ لَذِي أَوْقَفَكَ فِي هَذَا الْمَوْضِعِ وَمَنْ لَذِي أَبْكَاكَ. What makes you stand in this place? And what makes you cry? Very unusual spot. There is no one here. What are you doing here? He answers, عَصَيْتُ اللَّهَ فِيهِ. On this very same land, I disobeyed Allah. So the thought crosses my mind that this land is going to give evidence against me. This land is going to give gawahi that, oh Allah, this man transgressed your orders and violated you on this piece of land. When this land is going to answer and this land is going to give gawahi against me, then how am I going to answer before Allah? So every time I pass by this place, I stand here and I cry and I cry and I weep till I become unconscious. Let us now and then sit in that lounge of ours and think. That place where we are violating the orders of Allah. These ni'mat that Allah has given us. These eyes that Allah has given us. Are we earning the pleasure of Allah? Or are we earning the wrath of Allah? Wallah, if Allah had to only say that every time you must use your eyes, I will make you blind. And every time you must use your ears, I will make you deaf. Allah's qasam, we all would have been blind, deaf and dumb, including myself, drowning in our sins. But Allah, through His mercy, through His wisdom, through His rahmat, Allah's qasam, Allahu Akbar. We are violating the orders of Allah, order after order, hukam after hukam, sunnat after sunnat, yet He is not depriving us of any of His bounties. Allahu Akbar. Muhammad bin Yazid rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, إِنْ إِسْتَطَعْتَ أَلَّا تُسِيءَ إِلَى مَنْ تُحِبَّهُ فَصْعَلْ. If you can prevent yourself from inconveniencing that person who you love, then do so. So someone asked him, وَهَلْ يُسِيءُ أَحَدٌ إِلَى مَنْ يُحِبُّهُ. Will a person ever inconvenience someone he loves? He says, yes. نَفْسُكَ أَحَبُّ الْأَنْفُسِ إِلَيْكَ. You love yourself the most, but you are causing the greatest harm by disobeying Allah. Is it possible for someone to inconvenience someone that he loves? So what did he answer? He says, yes, it is very possible. How? That you love yourself the most and you are inconveniencing yourself. How? By disobeying Allah. You are actually asking for the azab and the wrath of Allah. It's written of one buzruq. He mentioned, أَذْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا. On one occasion I committed a sin. Because of that sin, for 40 years, أَبْكِي عَلَيْهِ مُنْذُ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. I am crying over that sin of mine for the last 40 years. And what was that? I took some sand from my neighbor's yard without his ijazat. Allahu Akbar. For 40 years the man is crying. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أَعْظَمُ الذُّنُوبِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَصْغَرُهَا عِنْدَ النَّاسِ وَأَصْغَرُ الذُّنُوبِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَعْظَمُهَا عِنْدَ النَّاسِ. The greatest sin in the eyes of Allah is the one that is regarded as most insignificant in your eyes. Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi used to mention that there is no minor sin. There is nothing as a minor sin. When we understand whose law is being violated, then you can't call it minor, because to do anything against what Allah told you is a major crime. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has written in the Sharah of Miskat, on the commentary of Miskat, He writes that there are great chances that Allah will pardon us for our major sins, but Allah will throw us in Jahannam on the basis of our minor sins. Someone asked him, how is this possible? He has written in Miqat. He says, Aadmi jab kabira gunah karta hai, when a man commits a major crime, then the ihsas and the feeling that I am disobeying Allah is there. But when he commits a minor sin, he doesn't regard as though I have done anything which is more major than the major crime. Ke gunah karne ke baawajood isko gunah na samjhe, ye kabira se zyada kabira hai. Isme kya hai maulana? These are our children. Allahu Akbar. Ajeeb thing I read in one kitab. Allahu Akbar. Awam ibn Hawsab rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, Arba'un ba'da al-dhambi sirrun min al-dhambi. Four things.
The first is al-istisghar, us guna ko haqir samajna. Ke ye to koi mamuri guna hua, isse kya hoga? Al-istisghar, to regard this sin of mine, whatever it is, whether it is misusing the eyes, misusing the tongue, lying, deceiving, deceiting, backbiting, gossiping, whatever the case may be, to regard the sin as light and as insignificant, this is worse than that sin. Number two, al-ightirar, dhoka ka jana, to be deceived, that for 10 years I am not performing salah, but I am living in a wealth, I am living in a mansion, I am living in a palace. Ye log kehte hai ki agar main Allah ke na farman hunga to Allah ka azab aayega. Are main to bari achhi zindagi guzar raha hu. To be deceived that no crime and no azab will come your way, no azab of Allah will come, because of which you will gain courage to do that crime again. The kuffar of Makkah, what did they tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَأَسْقِطْ عَلَيْنَا حِجَارَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ أَوِئْتِنَا بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Tell Allah to shower stones from the skies and tell Allah to bring Jahannam. Where is it? You're talking Jahannam. There's no Jahannam. You're saying that if we won't perform our Fajr namaz, then our day won't go smooth. Are, when I don't perform, na'udhu billah, my day goes better. First is to regard that sin as small. Number two, al-ightirar, dhoka kana. Number three, Allahu Akbar, this is the worst. Al-istibshar, after committing the crime, to rejoice about it. Kiba, you know where I went last night? Aray, bara maza aya tha. We doing backdoor business and alhamdulillah, things are working. To rejoice and to boast and to brag and to highlight and to broadcast that evil of yours. To actually rejoice about the disobedience of Allah. That is why it comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah will forgive every person with the exception of that man who commits a crime in the night, bata waqad yasturuhu rabba, and he spends the night in such a way that Allah has put a veil over his sins, and in the morning he stands up in such a way, opening the veil of Allah. The wrong that he did in the night, Allah did not tell anyone about it, but he goes to his friends and he says, you know where I went last night, and you know what I did last night. He opens this parda of Allah. He is actually bragging about the wrong that he did. Such a person will never be pardoned by Allah. Well, istibshar, to actually feel happy about it. That my son is having an affair with another girl, and hand in hand they are walking in front of everyone. No sharam, no haya. To actually feel that alhamdulillah, now I am somewhere in society and my children are grown up and my children have intelligence. To actually boast about this wrong. To say that we are gambling and in a short span of time we made so much money. The statements that today unfortunately the Muslims are making, Allahu Akbar. That is why it comes in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, مَا أَحَدٌ أَصْبَرَ عَلَىٰ أَذًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. There is no one that is more tolerant than Allah. Let us just picture this person who commits the crime of zina, for example. Thereafter he regards the crime as insignificant. Then he is deceived by not seeing the azab of Allah. Then he highlights this. Now Allah Pak still gives that man food and Allah still gives him water. How tolerant Allah must be. How patient Allah must be. How much perseverance Allah must have. How much Allahu Akbar cannot be explained that Allah still showers His ni'mat and Allah does not discontinue His favors upon such a person. Our attitude is someone, we asked him something and he refuses. We discontinue every type of favor that we were doing for him. And the fourth one is al-israr, to remain adamant on that sin. Like they say, la saghira ma'al israr. No sin remains minor when you do it repeatedly. No sin remains minor when you do it repeatedly. Shaykh Sa'di rahmatullah alayhi has written the incident of one person who was in great pain and agony and distress. Every day he used to lift his hands before Allah and used to tell Allah that, oh my Lord, I am in great pain, difficulty, sickness, disease. I cannot do anything in life. No one has time for me. All this is my way. Oh Allah, I am grateful to you that I am in pain and I am not in your disobedience. I am better off, oh Allah, that I go through difficulty, but you are not displeased with me. Allahu Akbar. Khuda hame aisi iman ki kaifiyat naseeb farma de. May Allah give us such feeling and such jazbaat of iman. When Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam seen the sun was setting, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam seen the sun was setting, aur asr ki namaz mein kuch taakhir ho gayi. His asr salam was delayed. So what does he mention? Rudduha alayya fatafiqa mashan bisuqi wal a'naq. Bring those horses to me and slaughter all those 100 horses. Aur uske gosht ko ghuraba mein taqseem karo and distribute the meat amongst the poor and the needy and the destitute. We cannot benefit from that horse which has become the means of delaying one order of Allah. If the man of today can say that the shop is sadaqah because for 20 years the shop kept me away from Allah. If the woman of today, she can think for a moment that the cake of mine and the tarkari of mine and this shining the pearls of mine delayed my asr salah. Take this from me, I don't need this. 100 horses he distributed. After it he lifted his hands. Rabbi habli mulka la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Rabbi habli mulka la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Innaka antal wahhab. Ey Allah, maine sara kuch de diya tere naam par. Ab tu mujhe aisi badshahat de de Allah. Oh Allah, I gave everything on your name. Now you bless me and endow me with such a kingdom that the thought of that kingdom mustn't cross the heart of any human. So the four things are, first is to regard that sin as insignificant, then to be deceived by not seeing the azab, then to rejoice, and the fourth is to remain adamant on that particular crime. The ulama ikram have written that when a person commits one crime, when he disobeys Allah Pak, then 10 things happen to such a person. Allah. من جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون. The one who does one good act, Allah will multiply 10 times. And the one who does an evil act, Allah will only punish him for one sin. But let him not be deceived that only one sin. Many a times, like Allama Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi has written, a sin is minor, but the harms of that sin is more than a major sin. Ajib nukta likdala. Many a times a sin is minor, but the harm that sin causes to the body and the tawfiq that a person is deprived of after that sin is worse than a major sin. So the ulama have written, when a person disobeys Allah Pak, the first thing that happens, askhata khaliqahu, he has displeased that being who is most kind to him. Usne aisi zaat ko naraaz kiya jo rahim hai, jo shafiq hai, jo meherban hai, jo rauf hai. He has displeased that being who he is obligated through his own life. He has displeased that being who is showering his mercy upon him. Ya abdi in zakartani zakartuk. Eh, mere banda, jab tu mujhe yaad karta hai, to main tujhe yaad karta hu. Lekin jab tu mujhe bhoolta hai, us waqt bhi main tujhe yaad karta hu. Oh my servant, when you remember me, I remember you. But when you forget me, then don't think your Allah forgot you. Ab kitna zalim hai wo shakhs jo aise rab ki nafarmani kare. How evil that man must be, and how evil that woman must be, and how evil that insan must be who disobeys such a Allah. Number two, annahu fariha man huwa abghadu ilayhi. He has pleased that being who is his enemy, and that is shaitan. By disobeying Allah, you have displeased, by transgressing the order of Allah, you have displeased Allah and you have pleased the devil. So the devil is rejoicing and is clapping hands. And the devil is the very same one that when the Jahannamis will be assembled in Jahannam.
وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم.
Jahannam is when they will be gathered in Jahannam, then the devil will deliver one sermon. He will tell them that Allah promised you that Jannat is a reality, and I always told you that it's not a reality, and I did not have any control over you. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ. I only injected the thought in your heart and mind. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي. Don't blame me, and don't say because of shaitan. Ha, وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. أَپْنِ آپْكُمْ مَلَامَتْ كَرَا. Blame yourself. مَا أَنَا بِمُسْرِخِكُمْ. I cannot take you out of here. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُسْرِخِي. You cannot take me out. Both of us are going to Satya. That devil who will regard himself as, who will cut off all ta'alluq with us on the day of Qiyamah. That devil who will clarify his matter that he had nothing to do with our evil. How can we please such a devil? And Allah Pak, when insan will come before Allah and when he look at his sin, then Allah will tell him, وَمِنْ أَجْلِكَ سَمَّيْتُ نَفْسِي الْعَزِيزُ الْغَفَّارِ. I am going to pardon all your sins, and because of you I kept my name, the one who forgives and pardons. If I will not forgive you, then when will this quality of forgiveness of mine become manifest and apparent? اگر میں آج نہیں بخشوں گا تو کب بخشوں گا. How can we disobey such Allah? ایسے رب کے ساتھ تعلق نہ جورنا کتنا برا ظلم ہے. The ulama have written, the third point is تَبَاعُدُهُ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ الْمَوَاضِعُ وَهُوَ الْجَنَّةِ. He is taking himself further away from the gardens of bliss, from that place which is meant for eternal joy, comfort and luxury, that is Jannat. And number four, تَقَرُّبُهُ إِلَى شَرِّ الْمَوَاضِعِ. He is running towards that person. He is running towards that place. He is running towards that fire. That fire from which Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked protection. Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam asked protection. In Jahannam there is one valley, the balance of Jahannam seeks protection from Allah. From that valley, 400 times a day, this insan is running towards that Jahannam by disobeying Allah. والخامس أنه جفا من هو أحب إليه وهي نفسه. Number five, he has been very unfair to that person who he loves the most, and that is himself. In this dunya, he doesn't want to uncomfort, he doesn't want to discomfort himself. He has sufficient food to give himself, sufficient water to quench his thirst, clothing, comfort, luxury. But he is actually throwing this very same nafs of his in Jahannam. تو یہ تو محبت تو ثابت نہیں ہوئی بلکہ دشمنی ثابت ہوئی. Number six, he is contaminating and polluting that soul which is an amanat from Allah, وَقَدْ خَلَقَهَا اللَّهُ طَاهِرًا. And Allah created it sinless, and He is contaminating it, and He is polluting it, and He is making it filthy with sins. So He is making khiyanat in the amanat of Allah. He cannot do what He wants to this body. It is an amanat from Allah. He is misusing the trust and the amanat of Allah. We are only speaking of the harms of one sin. Immaterial of what the sin is. One sin. Whether it is saghira or kabira. Aadha ashabahu alladhina la yu'zoon. He has inconvenienced those people who are good to him and don't inconvenience him, and that is the malaika. The malaika are good to him. They are recording his good. Certain malaika, Allahu Akbar. The question arises, how are the malaika good? This ayat flashes through my mind now. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَاغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ. Those angels that are holding the throne of Allah, perpetually they are making dua to Allah. They are pleading before Allah. Oh Allah, forgive the Muslimin. Save them from the fire of Jahannam. رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ. Oh Allah, grant them entrance into the gardens of Jannat. وَعَدْتَهُمْ, which you have promised them. وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ, and their parents. وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ, and their partners. وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ, and their offspring. So the Malaika are making this dua for you, and now you have inconvenienced the Malaika by disobeying Allah. So how unfair are you, insan? They are so good to you and you are so evil to them. The crux of this whole talk is that we haven't understood who or what is oppression. Zulm kisko kehte hai? Quran aur hadith ne zulm ko kya kaha? Aur maine aur aapne zulm ko kya samjha? Shaitan bainahuma. The child that is not studying and he's not doing anything in line. Are kuch ban, zindagi mein kuch ban, tu kaise kahega? Nahi kamayega to kahan se kahega? If you won't have any qualification, any profession, then you are oppressing yourself. You are depriving yourself of this and that. Ye woh zulm hai jisko maine aur aapne zulm samjha, lekin Quran ne koi aur cheez ko zulm kaha hai. The Quran has referred to something else. Allahu Akbar. Number 8. My brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, what can I say regarding number 8? The ulama have written, أحزن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قبره. ایسے آدمی نے اپنے نبی کو ان کی قبر میں تکلیف پہنچائی. Such a person, he has hurt the heart of his Nabi in his grave. In that Rozae Mubarak, in Medina Munawwara, that man whose last words were you and I, that man when he stood before Allah, and Allah said, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, may the mercy of Allah descend upon you. That Nabi that did not forget us at that time, and he said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. May the mercy of Allah descend on me and on my ummah also. The one that disobeys Allah, let him know, he is actually poking a sword in the heart of my Mubarak Nabi. He is actually inconveniencing my Nabi in that Rozae Mubarak, that sand that is more beloved to Allah than the Kaaba and the Arsh of Allah. He is actually inconveniencing Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that grave. That Nabi who said, I will not be pleased even if one ummati of mine goes to Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Are ye naf to mar chuka. Ye to mar chuka. My respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters, by listening to this, that if that spirit and that spark of iman was there, Allah's qasam, we would have been crying tears of blood. The mother tells her son, that I did this for you, and I did that for you, aur raaton ko main jaagti thi, aur you karti thi, aur wo karti thi, aur aaj maine ye manga to bahut mang liya. What didn't our Nabi do for us? that today for us to uphold his tariqah has become difficult. Hamare Nabi ne hamare liye kya kuch nahi kiya ki aaj unke tariqah ko zinda karne mein hame bari dushwari maloom hoti hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned mathali wa mathalukum ka mathali rajulin awqada nara.
My example and your example is like a person who has kindled a fire. فَجَعَلَ الْجَنَادِبُ وَالْفَرَاشُ يَقَعْنَ فِيهَا.
And the insects are falling in there, and he's trying to chase them, and they are heading direct for the fire of Jahannam. Likewise, I'm telling you, my ummah, don't do this, don't do this, but you are running headlong for the fire of Jahannam.
میں روک رہا ہوں یہ مت کرو یہ مت کرو لیکن تم چوت چوت کے جہنم کی طرف بھاگ رہے ہو بھاگ رہے ہو اب میں کیا کروں.
اس لئے نبی نے کیا فرمایا فَكَيْفَ آسَىٰ عَلَىٰ قُوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ. How can I lament over a nation who refuses to believe? Such a nation, ایسی قوم جو ایمان لانے سے انکار کرتی ہے ان کے اوپر میں غم کا اظہار کیسے کروں.
So number 8, he inconveniences Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He brings grief to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number 9, Allahu Akbar, he deprived himself of that honor that Allah has given him, that every Muslim, when he gives gawahi and he gives evidence, his gawahi will be accepted. But once a person commits zina or he falsely accuses someone, this is that Allah had given him, that all Muslims honor the verdict and honor the decision of one Muslim and honor the witness of one Muslim, because I have given him that izzat. So if two people give gawahi that the moon has been sighted, then accept his gawahi because he has my name in his heart. But by committing this crime and disobeying Allah, he deprived himself of that izzat and that honor that Allah has given him.
And Allahu Akbar number 10, he inconveniences every creation of Allah Pak. What the other things which we have discussed now, iska wabal to insan pe aata hai. He harms the malaika, or he's rather been evil to the malaika. He brings grief to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But number 10, the ulama have written, he is being evil to the animal kingdom because Allah is going to make decisions of rain because of the amal of insan. So gunah ke zariye se, he is depriving that animal of rain.
Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith, Allahu Akbar, it comes in one hadith, lawla rijalun khusha وصبيان رضع وبهائم رضع وشيوخ ركع لصب عليكم العذاب الصب.
If it wasn't for those muttaqi and those God-fearing people, and if it wasn't for those innocent children that are drinking the milk of their mothers, and if it wasn't for the innocent animals in the jungles, and if it wasn't for those people with white beards, Allah would actually pour his azab on you.
لَسُبَّ عَلَيْكُمُ الْعَذَابُ السُبَّ.
Allah would actually send down his whole azab, but it is because of these few categories that Allah Pak is sending down rain and the sun is rising and setting.
Someone asked one alim, مَا لَنَا نَسْمَعُ الْعِلْمَ وَلَا نَنْتَفِعُ بِهِ.
What is it that we listen to the talks of the ulama but we don't benefit from it?
سنتے تو بہت ہے لیکن عمل کچھ نہیں.
So what does he mention? He says because of five things. First, قَدْ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ فَلَمْ تَشْكُرُوهُ.
Allah has been grateful to you, but you have failed to express your gratitude to Allah.
Allah has given you a lot, but you haven't taken out the time of reading 2 rakat namaz daily.
Let us make this tashkil in this talk, that inshallah from today till we leave the dunya, every day inshallah we are going to perform 2 rakat namaz. Inshallah ko. Inshallah.
So Allah has been merciful to you, but you haven't been grateful to Allah. Number two, وَالثَّانِي إِذَا أَذْنَبْتُمْ فَلَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. You disobey Allah, but you never have the tawfiq of asking Allah for maafi. You disobey Allah every day. Aray, aank utti hai to hazaro shakle teri nafarmani ki nazar aati hai. Kaan lagte hai Allah to teri nafarmani. Chalte hai to nafarman. Baithte hai to nafarman. Sote hai to nafarman. Today on our dining table, in our businesses, in our homes, in our festivals, in our gatherings, Allah ki nafarmani awwal se lekar akhir tak. But you don't have the ability of asking Allah for forgiveness. وَالثَّالِثْ لَمْ تَعْمَلُوا بِمَا عَلِمْتُمْ. اور جتنا معلوم اس پہ عمل نہیں کرتے. What you know, you're not practicing. There are so many things that we are well acquainted that this is wrong, phir bhi karte. There is so much wrong that we do, we are aware that this what I'm doing is haram, lekin phir bhi karte. Hame maloom hai ki Allah ne rok diya, lekin phir bhi hifazat nahi karte. Allah has prohibited them to be not protecting. Number four, sahibtum al-akhyara walam taqtadu bihi. You sit in the company of the pious, but you don't follow the pious. You sit in the company of the pious, but you don't follow the pious. And Allahu Akbar, kya kamal kar diya. He mentions the final thing, دَفَنْتُمُ الْأَمْوَاتَ فَلَمْ تَعْتَبِرُوا بِهِمْ. You have buried the deceased, but the ibrat and the point that has to be extracted from that janaza has not been understood. So you return from a janaza and you come back to your lounge and you want the devil book. You have actually come from such an environment where Malakul Maut was present, and you've seen the person taking his last breath. You've seen this and you come back home. Allahu Akbar, I've actually seen one person, Allah forgive me, swearing in the Qabristan. People making ghibat in the Qabristan. So you are bearing the disease, but the point and the ibrat that is to be taken out is not been taken out. Allahu Akbar, it comes in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ما من يوم إلا وينزل من السماء خمس من الملائكة. Every morning 5 ملائكة descend. One descend in Mecca, one in Medina, the third one in Baytul Muqaddas, the fourth one at the graves of the Muslims, and the fifth one in the bazaar. The first one that descends in Mecca, فَيُنَادِي وَرُزَانَا آوَاز دیتا ہے أَلَا مَن تَرَكَ فَرَائِضَ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. He's making this elan. The one who disobeys Allah, he has deprived himself of the rahmat and the mercy of Allah. The second one announces, the one that is in Medina, أَلَا مَن تَرَكَ سُنَنَ النَّبِي فَقَدْ خَرَجَ مِنْ شَفَاعَتِهِ. Allahu Akbar, Allah save us. The one that has left the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has deprived himself of the intercession of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mustn't have the hope of the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third one that descends in Baytul Muqaddas, ala man iktasaba malan harama, the one whose earnings are haram, all his ibadat is rejected. And the fourth one that descends by the maqabir of the Muslimin, the graves of the Muslims, he addresses the people of the grave and he says, Ya ahl al maqabir, bimada taghtabitun wa ala ma tandimun. What, who do you envy now and what do you regret for now? Now that you are in your grave, who do you envy? Do you envy those that left, those that have the wealth? And what are you regretting for? So what is the answer? Allahu Akbar. فَيَقُولُونَ نَدَامَتُنَا عَلَى مَا فَاتَ مِنْ أَعْمَارِنَا. Our regret is for the little that we did in this dunya, that the jannati will regret for the time that he spent out of the remembrance of Allah. So what will be the regret of the jahannami? Allahu Akbar. And who do we envy now? Those people who's 24 hours involved in the obedience of Allah, who are involved in the remembrance of Allah Pak. Allah mentions in the Quran, مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَ بِهِ.
Whoever will disobey Allah after listening to all these warnings of disobeying Allah and listening to the harms, that it is the destroyer of all good, it deprives a person of a peaceful life, tawfiq is taken away from him, noor and barakat is taken away, zulmat and andheri and darkness comes his way, he is deprived of that light via which the divine servants, the guided servants of Allah Pak see. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا يُجْزَبِي. Whoever will disobey Allah, then يُجْزَبِي. Allah Pak will punish him for what wrong he is doing. For Allah has mentioned, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Whoever will do any wrong act, he will see it. We make dua to the Almighty Allah, that may He give us the tawfiq and the ability to abstain from His disobedience. And may Allah give us that tawfiq. For indeed, you and I cannot abstain from the disobedience of Allah out of our own will and desire. I always mention to the people, they say, you know, this Muslim team, they are doing this, and they consume liquor, and they are in zina. I said, brother, don't sit and speak of them. Think if you were in that circle, and you had that temptation, then would you abstain from it or not? So we cannot sit and brag about the good that we are doing. We hope that Allah accepts it. And we plead before Allah. We beg Allah that, oh Allah, you protect us from divine guidance from your disobedience, Allah. Ya Allah, create, like when a person said it very beautifully, when a man places his hand on the stove, on the fire, then how he burns. Ya Allah, make it such that when we come near your disobedience, we actually get shocked, oh Allah. And oh Allah, grant us sweetness in your obedience. With these few words we end. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يرجع السلام فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة دارك دار السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا وهادينا ومرشدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم ولا تعذبنا بذنوبنا فأنت علينا قادر والتف بنا يا إلهنا فيما جرت به المقادير إنك على ما تشاء قدير اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك